Here's a legislative issue a number of people are following.
It's stimulating, mind expanding, safer to use than alcohol. The hula hoop of the jet generation, and as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. Such are the myths concerning marijuana. The facts are otherwise.
Last week, Governor John Lynch vetoed a bill to legalize medical marijuana in New Hampshire. The bill originally passed the House and Senate with a veto-proof majority. An override vote is planned for tomorrow. While the issue is being hashed out in the Granite State, a new study on legalized pot has gone viral online. The study, which is still in the review process, found that in states that have legalized medical marijuana, the number of traffic fatalities has been reduced by an average of nearly 9%. To find out more, word of mouth intern Emma Rudock spoke with Mark Anderson. He's professor of economics at Montana State University and lead author of the study.
So our first paper that we completed on the economics of medical marijuana laws, we look at traffic fatalities as our outcome. And what we find is that traffic fatalities fall in these states that legalize medical marijuana. And we're able to attribute the decrease in traffic fatalities to a substitution between alcohol and marijuana. So what happens is these states legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes, but there's big spillovers into the recreational market. So these spillovers that happen into the recreational market cause this big decrease in price. So we see this huge increase in marijuana use, and they're substituting away from alcohol. So there's decrease in alcohol use. As a result, we find this decrease in traffic fatalities that is entirely driven by a decrease in alcohol-related traffic fatalities.
Basically, kids, instead of going out to parties and potentially drinking and driving back drunk, they're staying at home and smoking?
I mean, it could be that. And to be sure, we don't find these effects for kids, for teens. We find these traffic fatality effects for adults and young adults. We can't say whether or not it's that they're staying at home on a Friday night and smoking marijuana as opposed to driving from bar to bar, or if people that are under the influence of marijuana are not as risky and dangerous of drivers as people under the influence of alcohol. We find this relationship, but we can't say whether it's the former story or the latter story.
But it's definitely owing to the substitution of marijuana over alcohol.
Right, right.
I guess I'm confused because when I think about the legalization of medical marijuana, I'm thinking, so certain patients, a terminal cancer patient, is it just that because marijuana is more prevalent, people who are using it for recreational means have a greater access to it?
It appears to be that it's this large supply side effect. It's really easy to get your medical marijuana card in many states, but it's also really hard. People that are growing marijuana for these medicinal users, it's really hard to monitor that all of these growers are selling to the people that are just using it for medicinal purposes.
I feel like headlines that sort of contain stuff about the legalization of medical marijuana sort of spread quickly and people can sort of take from it whatever they want. Are you worried that people are just going to like read the title of your study or your research and sort of make ill-informed assumptions or just sort of run with that and take it where they want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there might always be a tendency for that with topics like medical marijuana. There's a lot of passion involved with this subject on either side of the debate. So, I mean, that's certainly a possibility, but our goal is to ask an interesting question about the passage of these laws. The ultimate goal is that this will have some impact on the policy debate.
Mark Anderson of Montana State University speaking there with word of mouth's Emma Rudock. And you'll find a link to his study of medical marijuana and traffic fatalities at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, squeamish? Then the growing trend of professional birth photography may not be for you. The art of capturing labors and love. That's when word of mouth continues. Sometimes I think, sitting on trains, every step I get to, I'm clicking out.